Welcome to the Influence Community Podcast.
We are your hosts, Danielle and Alyssa.
We talk about all things influencing and the ever-changing industry.
We share a lot of tips, our personal experiences, and how to keep up with the social media space that's always evolving.
We also love to chit-chat and share life updates along the way.
We're so happy you're here and so excited for this week's episode.
Grab your drink of choice and let's dive in.
Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Welcome back to the pod. Happy Thanksgiving week. So crazy. Oh my gosh.
So crazy. I had like things pop up from last year this time of year. And it just feels not that long ago. Also, my influence this time, literally on November 24th of last year, was wicked. And I'm seeing it tonight, which is insane.
I know. I feel like everyone's been going to a premiere. I need to see it, but yeah. I need it to come on like streaming so I can watch it from home. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I can't wait to hear how it is. Cause the first one was so good.
It was so good. I feel like I hear everyone raving about it, but it is just weird. That was a weird timing.
It's crazy. It's exactly a year.
I know. So weird. Yeah. Time flies. Can't believe it's Thanksgiving and also really excited.
I know. I feel like the second half of the year always flies by, but I cannot believe it's literally Thanksgiving. Like our family comes into town early this week. So yeah, just crazy. But yeah, Andrew's parents are coming in. His sister and his sister's family is coming in. And then my mom and sister are coming in too. So it's going to be a full house. Exciting. And yeah, so it's going to be a lot, but I'm excited. Are you guys doing anything?
Yeah, my sister actually came this weekend. She's starting her OBGYN rotation. So she wanted to come a week early for Thanksgiving because she can't next week or this week. Yeah, this week. So she came. We had like a little mini Thanksgiving. We made a bunch of stuff. And honestly, we kind of slayed it. Like me and my sister, she really likes to cook. So we just like did everything in 2.5 hours, like literally made a whole Thanksgiving meal. And honestly, I wish I filmed that because it was like really impressive what we did. We got like Sprouts has like sliced turkey, like real, like the thick turkey, not like the deli turkey. Like they have like sliced turkey and we just like kind of dressed it up, put it in the oven, and it was actually so good. And then we made like stuffing and green beans and potato. Like we made like, I was really impressed with
this. I love Thanksgiving food. Yeah. We are a ham family. I don't love turkey, and we usually would get it at Sprouts too. They have this like kind of, it's probably a very similar thing where it's like pre-sliced and whatever, but we normally get the one that has the honey glaze with it. Oh, and Andrew went to the store and I guess they're not carrying it or they don't have it anymore. So we had to go to Ralph's, I think, to get the pre-sliced honey glazed ham. But yeah, I'm so excited for all the sides. Like my mom makes green bean casserole. We do like potatoes, corn.
It's just
I don't like stuffing, but stuffing for everyone. Rolls.
My sister makes it really good. Yeah. Yeah, I'm so excited. But we are, so for actual Thanksgiving, we're having it at Josh's parents' house. And then we leave on a trip at, we have to wake up at 4 a.m. the next morning. And our flight's at 6:30 a.m. So it'll be a quick turnaround. And also, I hope I don't miss Black Friday deals on the plane, but it's fine.
Oh my gosh. Yes. All the Black Friday sales and shopping coming up. I feel like I have all my carts online ready to go and I'm just waiting for the right like sale. I feel like I have a good, from working in retail and like being a consumer and just being really good at shopping, I feel like I have a really good understanding of when a brand's like best deal is. So I've just been like waiting for those, and I'm honestly kind of shocked that they haven't quite started yet. Like I thought it would have been like last week, but I feel like a lot of brands, or the brands maybe at least that I'm waiting for, are kind of starting this week. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen some, but there's definitely things that I'm holding off on because I feel like there's some sales right now, but I just know I'm gonna regret if I buy something and then they announce like a 50% off or something this upcoming week. So I'm waiting too. I feel like I'm just waiting on my restocks for like skincare. But what else? Anything exciting you're waiting for?
Right now, there's that Ducie London coat I really want, and they are having, like, a... I feel like brands are having these, like, pre-access sales right now, but I'm having a hard time telling if that's going to be the absolute best or if they're going to, like, go hard on Friday. But I feel like brands like Ducie, that is probably going to be their best. It's, like, 25% off, which I feel like is really good because they never do sales. So that's what I'm eyeing. I'm like, let me check my phone and my tabs because I have so many right now.
Yeah, I always, my like repeats every single year, I stock up on my Tan Luxe for the entire year. God, self-tanning, like I get 5 or 6 and it actually lasts me the whole year. Plus, maybe I should go a little less because I actually have some like maybe 1 or 2 bottles left over, which honestly surprises me. But yeah, I usually buy 5 of those. I'm trying to think what else I always buy.
Oh, like Ring Concierge has 30% off right now, which is really good. Ooh, for them.
Okay.
Oh,
that's super good. Maybe I'll ask for something. Yeah. Jaw.
Like a cute little diamond tennis bracelet.
Yeah, I did tell him that. I think that's what I want.
What Andrew got last year for Christmas. Yeah. 30%
off. 30% off. Yeah. Okay.
So good.
Wait, really quick. Do you have this one? It's like the mini diamond tennis bracelet.
I think that's the one, yeah.
Okay. It says it's their like classic one.
Yeah.
Okay, so cute.
That's just stunning like for a good stack. These tops from Joa Brown that I really, really love. They're super soft. They're kind of like the Intimissimi ones, but they're a little thicker. So I have them in my cart, but I can't tell if they're like gonna... They have not like posted about a sale, so I'm waiting on that...
cute. Oh yeah, I feel like it's a good time for activewear.
Yes,
we'll be. I am hoping CSB has something, but I don't think they do Black Friday.
That's why it's like kind of hard to tell, but they might throw like a 20% on like Friday. So that, and then the jewelry brand, it's called Uji. I feel like I've talked about them before, but like a while ago. I want to get an initial pendant for BB girl, like her initial.
Cute. That would be so like, cute.
And then I have that heart necklace, you know, the gold heart that I wear. It comes in a mini size, so like her initial with the mini heart.
That is so cute.
I feel like could be really cute, but their sale doesn't start till Monday or Tuesday. I can't remember. So waiting on that. Do see also a ton of baby clothing brands have sales right now, so that's been really nice. Trying to think, those are like the main things for me. Oh my gosh, also I don't know if you saw my story, but you know the shoe brand Elias May?
Oh my god,
like
this was the Australia, like, was yes. this the Australia okay. story
okay yes. So they
yeah, I do remember
stopped
them.
Shipping to the US because of the tariffs, and like I don't blame them because it's like super complicated, whatever. And I've like DM'd them like, hey, you guys gonna ship to the US? And they're like, yeah, hopefully soon. And just like they haven't. So I was on their website and their stuff is 30% off. And right now the US dollar compared to the Australian dollar is so good. I think it's like 30% like better for the US. So I really wanted these shoes because of course my girly Hannah Schoenberg posted them one time. And I was just like, oh my god, these are so stunning. The shape of the shoe, the color, like, but they don't ship to the US. They only, they're in Australia and their international shipping is to either New Zealand or the UK. So I DM'd a bunch of Australian girlies and a bunch of UK girlies like, hey, can I ship this to you? And then like, you ship it to me. And, like, I will pay the shipping. So you know what I mean?
Did you find someone to do it?
Yes. I found someone in the UK to do it. And I'm so excited. So I shipped it to her address. But, like, look at them. They're, like, a textured, that's like, so pony cute. Hair. Like, oh, my God.
They're really cute.
I can't wait to show you guys when they...
Okay. Love that about you. If you find something you want, just, like, you're going to find a way to get
I'm so dedicated to the cause. And then at that point, it just becomes a challenge, basically. Yeah, so challenge has started. We have commenced. Love so that. They just need to ship and then, but yeah, Hannah Schoenberg posted them and they were so good. Like, I was like, oh my god. And I looked on Poshmark to see if like anyone was selling them and it was just like, no. So
it's like a surprising brand to sell them. I thought it was gonna be like,
I know,
I don't know.
When I saw her tag them, I was like, oh, question mark. That's also another brand that I really hope has a sale, but probably won't, is Hannah Schoenberg's brand.
Oh, yeah. Araki or Arakai.
Yeah, because she just had a stunning drop.
Yes. And... oh, yeah, actually, yeah. So, yeah, there's so many hopefully exciting sales coming up. But I feel like when it comes time to it, I like forget them all. So I like when girls post about like,
that's why I'm like, I have to open my tabs now so that I don't forget. And then sometimes I will get over it and then I'll be like, oh, actually, I don't want that. Yeah. Or I don't need that. And then I exit out the tab and then I'm good.
Yeah, I literally so I just like kept them in tabs on my phone.
Same. same, but you gotta be prepared, you know?
Yeah,
definitely. So happy Black Friday shopping to all those who celebrate, because I definitely celebrate, and please post what you're buying. I want to see what everyone is buying.
We want to see.
Yeah, okay. Do you want to do your influence of the week this week?
Yes, my influence of the week. I'm about to go on a winter trip, and so I'm like buying all the winter things. I just got some moon boots in, but I feel like moon boots and Uggs are doing it so well right now. Like every single, I swear, every 2 weeks they have a new style that I want. And I bought these, this is the problem, but like it's a risk you have to run. But I bought these moon boots like 2 months ago. They're like the fleece lined pink ones and they have like really dark brown laces. But then they came out with like a pastel pink. One with light laces.
Any of this.
Okay. I haven't actually seen anyone talk or have the Sherpa pink ones that I did get, but I see a lot of girls with the pink pastel, like white lace ones. I feel like those are the really popular ones, but I think it would go more with my outfits, the one with white laces. But now I'm like, ugh, I'm seeing them too much.
You can always sell the other ones for sure.
Yeah, totally. But yeah. And then I just went on. I forget. I think I went on their site and they just like have so many good options this year.
Moon
and same
boots?
With Ugg. Like, yes.
I feel like I've like, been
there's
out
just
of the
like
loop with
so
moon
many
boot.
Different colors, okay. So many different like styles. They came out with like a cow print fur one. I just so many different
moon?
Ones. And then
okay,
Ugg.
I'm shocked. Moon boots.
Yeah. Like, Forward has a lot of them and moon, I think all of them are on moon boots. They should be, but that, and then Ugg just keeps releasing new styles that I keep wanting. Like, I swear I'm buying them right when they drop, and then a better one comes out in 2 weeks. And this was my issue last year. I would always wait and be like, I'm just gonna wait, but then the styles always sell out. But then, yeah, I don't know. I'm in a dilemma right now, but TBH, I'll probably get both. I just think they're so cute.
Oh, wait, cute.
Yeah, I just feel like they're. Ugg and moon boots are listening to the girly girls this year, I think. Like, they have so many cute girly styles. I feel like they have not done this in the past.
Wait, so which moon
it's
boots
fun to
did
see.
You get?
I have the Sherpa fleece, like, brown lace ones. I don't know if
but,
they
and
are
they're short.
Their...
Are they short?
They're short, yeah.
Okay, these.
They're short. Yeah, those ones.
Cute.
So I bought those when I thought I was going to have more like dark brown pieces, but I actually don't. And that's the only reason why now I'm like, oh, gosh, should I get the white lace one? So not sure. Might sell the brown laces, might keep them, but I don't
They're
have a lot
so,
of brown.
I feel like you do like a good like brown mix.
Yeah, I do. But like, I think I'm not going to be have. I don't think I'm going
like
to have a lot
of the
brown.
Color.
For right now,
for your trip.
I feel like I'm really just, I have a lot of white and pink, but we will see. But yeah, those brands are really good for shoes right now if you're looking for winter.
Oh my gosh, the tall shoes. Curly ones, the tall like white Sherpa ones.
Yeah, and I also love their Yeti style is so good. It's pretty expensive though. It's like the long shaggy fur instead of like the fur. Like the fluffy fur, it's like the long shaggy fur. Those are so cute, but yeah, obviously.
Okay, but you're actually going somewhere cold, so you can actually test to see if these like keep you warm, like they say they do.
So true. So see, but yeah,
I just feel like because I have no trips and I'm not going anywhere, I like have not been looking.
Yeah,
it's so cute.
I feel like I'm starting to see them on my explore page. So it's like 'tis the season for moon boots, but yeah, Yeah, that's my influence. What about you?
My influence is what I bought on the Sephora sale. I got that Dior foundation stick. I feel like I've seen a couple people post about it.
Yeah.
And I just like was so curious and wanted to try it. So I figured it would be a good time. And I'm obsessed. Like, oh my gosh. Like,
okay.
I feel like when you do like a normal foundation, you like have to pump it either like onto your brush or onto your skin. Mm-hmm. And like sometimes it misses and then it like falls on your clothes. And then you like really stain your clothes because foundation like stains if you don't wash it immediately. But I feel like the foundation stick is so easy to apply. Like I just did like three stripes on my cheek. And then a lot of people will mix it with like the road like glazing milk to give it like a creamier like look. So I added a couple drops of that and then just applied it with a foundation brush, and I feel like it was so easy to apply and it looked really good. Like it looked like the other Dior foundation that we really like.
Oh my gosh, okay, so, I want to try it. Do you feel like it's unsanitary or like no? I mean, I guess you're always washing your face before you put it on.
Yeah,
so it's fine,
and it's your skin, it's not like you're sharing it.
Yeah.
Question mark. But like, yeah, like
I can see how that would be so much easier.
Like it was so, I was like, I am so late to this game. I feel like I don't know.
I actually feel like I haven't seen any videos on it yet. Like I feel like I heard
because I think it's old. Like it's so old. Like it's just not.
Okay. That is like a new thing.
No. So I did get the wrong shade though. I don't know why I ordered that shade. I think it's more of like a summer shade. So I'm just gonna buy the lighter shade for winter and then save the other one for summer. But I'm fully obsessed. It's like so easy to use and like blends so well, and I feel like the coverage is still really, really good. So I was like actually shocked when I tried it this past week. So
I was like, love okay, that
this has I to be my it. Influence because
yeah,
it was so good and it's like so compact and easy to travel with. I don't know, just like everything about it. I was like, why are more people not talking about this? Or I'm just so late to the game that it, like, everyone knows about it. So
I feel like not really. Maybe people are like,
I truly don't know.
They're like apprehensive about a stick. Cause I feel like I would be at first glance.
See, I feel like I wouldn't have even thought of that.
Mm.
Like, it's just like a bronzer stick. Like people use like bronzer sticks or like,
any oh wait, cream, you're so right.
Any cream.
I literally use a bronzer stick.
Bronzer.
I guess it's you're right. Yeah. That's so true.
Yeah.
Okay, true. That's a good point.
So, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try that. Thanks so for good. The influence.
So I'm hoping that Dior Beauty has like a 20% off sale for Black Friday or something.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Sephora sale is over.
Ooh, I saw a video of a girl. It was like literally just her unboxing her Dior Beauty order, but she was like ordering from Dior, ordering than Sephora because you get the whole Dior packaging and it's really cute. And I was like, wait, I've never even thought about doing that. I need to do that. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to add
Dior Beauty. If you're trying to get your Sephora status, then it's like you have to order from Sephora. I don't know. But
true.
Yeah, that is my influence this week and it's so good. But okay, well, lots of chats at the beginning of this episode. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. So this week's topic, you guys, is just winter trends and winter favorites. I love these episodes so much.
Same.
I think this one especially because I just love winter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So I feel like we'll start with winter favorites and then we'll go into winter trends after that. I feel like my Explore feed has finally started showing. All of a sudden, it's snowing everywhere. It's all snow content. And I'm like, ugh.
I know, literally.
I think I'm not going to post winter content until December. Like, I still have a little bit of fall I want to share. But it's just, like unfair. Like, my favorite seasons go by so fast.
I know. I know. I think I'm going to be back and forth because I feel like fall and winter are pretty similar. But I don't know. I mean, obviously, snow versus, like,
yeah, but then like
I feel like
summer lasts like 8 months, and then
I know it's really crazy because winter is pretty much summer.
I know. So anyway, okay, so diving into winter favorites, the first one is, what is your favorite winter item in your wardrobe right now?
Okay, favorite winter item in my wardrobe. I'm gonna do one that's like really broad and then one more specific because I feel like the broader, like, my favorite winter items right now is fur, like everything with fur is just, ugh, it's like tickling my brain. I love to see it. I love to see girls post with like anything fur. It's so cute. And it kind of sucks because I have really cute fur items, but it's just like you can't wear that yet in San Diego. Even for if I was going to dinner, like I almost wore just like a fur coat last night just to go to dinner, but it was like, I just can't, I don't know. I can't wear that yet in San Diego, but I love seeing everyone's posts on like anything with fur. I just got some pieces in from Loba on Revolve. They have really, really good fur pieces.
Short or long?
Short.
Okay, cute. There's this brown coat that I really want, but I'm really trying to good pull off
stuff right
because
now
of that Ducey coat, and I'm like, if I buy that Ducey coat,
if it goes on sale,
I need the brown.
Yeah. So they have really good stuff right now. But I feel like I'm just getting fur trimmed everything. That's definitely what I'm gravitating toward. Even with like accessories, even with the boots, like everything. I feel like everything's coming up fur.
Yeah, the Hannah Schoenberg drop that she just did with her brand has this like fur, like brown fur hat thing. I don't know what it's called, but it's just like, and then a matching like fur scarf.
Oh my god, I love that.
And I
love a matching. That's
but then Helsa's doing a drop this week, so I want to go hard on that. So I need to wait for this Helsa drop to come and see what I buy to make the decisions. Of like, if I go too crazy with Helsa, I'm not going to get anything else. But if the Helsa pieces are just too expensive or I don't want them, then I'll make some other.
And they're going to be expensive.
I know. But they're so good.
Love fur. And then I feel like my favorite winter item honestly has been the same for the past 3 or 4 years. There's this one pink coat that's wool that I have, and I bring it with me it's that Lulu Studio one I got on Forward a long time ago, and I always bring it to Paris with me.
Yes.
It is just so good. Like, it literally is so good. I remember I kind of, like, 3 years ago, I think it was pretty expensive, like not too crazy, but it was definitely like more expensive than I usually pay for coats. And it is just price per wear is zero. Like, got it for free at this point. I wear it so much every single year. I love that coat. I'll like post it, but it's like a light pink coat from this brand called Lulu Studio, and I love it. What about you? What's your favorite?
Oh my god, right now I feel like
I feel like you have a lot.
Hard.
It's a hard question.
Favorite winter item, like kind of like you, like on a broad spectrum. I just love all my coats. Like, I adore and admire my coat collection, and I'm just so proud of it. And it's just like I live in the place where it just doesn't get as much use as it should. Mm-hmm. But I just truly appreciate every single piece that I have.
Love that.
Yeah, so I do love that. I'm trying to think if there's one favorite winter item, like kind of like your influence. I feel like I love my moon boots, but I'm not really going to wear them this year because I'm not going anywhere. So it's like,
I feel like you can still style them in videos, though.
That's true. Good. Oh my god, maybe those will fit me. Literally, no shoes fit me right now. So maybe the moon
boots. Oh, they probably would. Yeah, they're like soft and
that. I'm just trying to think. Yeah, I'm drawing a blank. Pregnancy brain. Just my coats. I think I just love a good coat and furry accessories. Like, I don't know. And there are pieces that I don't have in my closet, but I love. Like, there's that furry YSL bag, and I look at it every single year, and it's so good.
Oh my gosh, that was on. They have that on Vivrel that you can, like, rent it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
I saw it the other day.
But yeah, honestly, just, like, any of my long fur fluffy coats would be my favorite.
Yeah, you have a good coat collection.
So, yeah, I can't narrow it down. I can't.
I can't pick too hard.
Okay, next one is favorite designer brand.
I know. No shock. It's Chanel. Yeah. Love Chanel, and they have literally the cutest collection. I said that in my last influence of the week. So Yeah, I have a really cute item that I need to unbox right now, and I am currently looking for another one. Our friend is in Japan right now, like, trying to help us look for these new Chanel 25 bags in, like, different colorways. So we'll see. Manifesting, but yeah,
they have the Source Girl that we follow just posted the bag that I love.
I know. I was about to send it to you.
Unfortunately, the pound to US dollar ratio is so bad.
Yeah. So everything from the UK is like kind of, it's like literally $1,000 like plus more. So that is crazy. But yeah, I think short and sweet, that's my answer. What about you?
Okay. I think I'm torn between like Miu Miu or YSL for designer brand, because there's also that coat that I am obsessed with, and I've been obsessed with it for years from YSL. It's like that big black one with the big like YSL on the back, like going down.
Oh, is it like velvet?
Yeah.
Yeah. So cute. I haven't seen that one in a while.
I know, but I still love it. So that's how you know. And then I just do like all the Miu Miu Sherpa accessories that I've been seeing, and just the leather jackets, and like their winter accessories are so cute right now too. I feel like I've been seeing a lot of that, so I feel like I save those as future inspo and whatnot. But okay, next one is favorite lip combo.
Okay, favorite lip combo. I feel like mine is kind of the same as my winter lip combo last year, but love the Say lip liner in, I think it's Tease. And honestly, my lipstick, the only one I ever wear, honestly, is Pillow Talk Charlotte Tilbury. Like, I, first of all, have probably 1 million like in my house.
You have the perfect and tone for it.
Yeah, it is, like, truly my favorite. It just, like, matches, I feel, my, I don't know what even it is, like, my skin tone or whatever colors I have going on. But that one is just, like, my perfect color. So I'm always wearing that one. And then for lip gloss, I genuinely just wear whatever I find in my bag. Like, anything I throw into my bag, that's what I'm putting on. But I do really like the one I got from your baby shower. That was so cute. It's from Dibs. The Dibs one. And I can't remember the name, but it's so sparkly. I feel like that's the perfect, like, winter snow bunny, sugar plum, like, that sort of vibe. Like, so I should figure out what the name was. I can't remember. But it's a really shiny, really light pink, sparkly lip gloss from Dibs. It's really pretty. So I guess those three. Tease, Say, or Makeup Forever, Anywhere Caffeine with Pillow Talk, and then that Dibs lip gloss will say. So shout out Alyssa for putting that in her in her goodie bags for her baby shower.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your favorite winter lip combo?
Okay, I feel like I can go two ways. Like, I just love a good nude lip combo. And I was influenced on TikTok Shop, and it was like this MAC combo, which I've never been a MAC girly, but I don't know, I feel like TikTok Shop is so good at like showing people's videos who make it look so good. So I feel like the lip liner was like Cool Spice or something like that, and then the lipstick is called Flesh Pot. I think it's like a very nude nude.
Yeah, really nude looks good on your skin tone.
I love nude. And then for gloss, I'll usually put, I feel like I'm not as picky with my gloss, so I usually have like my Lawless laying around, or Makeup by Mario one, just a neutral one to kind of go on top. But then also for winter, I love a brown lip liner, like a darker lip liner with kind of a nude lipstick in the middle. So the dark liner that I have is from Lawless, or Makeup Forever's, I think it's Endless Cacao, I think.
Yeah.
And then to pair that lipstick, I love the Makeup by Mario. I think it's the satin ones. I think it's called Flatiron is my favorite, or Midtown. Cute. But I think Flatiron's a little more nude. And then, and then adding Espresso Road, the brown.
Oh, cloth. Yeah, I love that.
On top of that, like, that is so probably my favorite winter lip combo, whereas the MAC one is my favorite kind of just everyday nude combo. But I love a good brown for winter.
Toasty vibes.
Yes, exactly. Okay, next one is, what is your favorite makeup or beauty product for winter?
Okay, actually I'm gonna say a makeup and beauty, like makeup okay. and skincare. Yeah, so yeah. For skincare, my skin gets really dry, so I would mm-hmm. probably say like a really hydrating serum. My friend Mallory works at this doctor's like dermatology aesthetics place, med spa, and I got this from her. I've said it on the podcast before, but it's Skin Derma or something. It's like a really good HA5 moisturizing serum, but that honestly has, I have, since I've been using that, my skin has never once felt dry. I think it's really, really good. So like a really hydrating serum like that. I think it's called HA5. And then for makeup, I love a frosty, really sparkly white highlight. So I love the Dior. Like the Dior white.
Oh, yeah.
One is so. From the
palette, right?
Yeah. It's palette. Like the Backstage yeah. Dior highlighter palette. I literally use that like every day. But the white, especially in that, I honestly just want to figure out if they just sell that one, because that's pretty much the only
you
one I
should
use.
Look at Patrick Ta. He has a full on okay. white one. And it like.
Ooh, okay. I'm honestly going to submit like, a little order after this of everything we just
giving like snowflake. Like it's.
Okay. I'm going to get that.
So.
I love a frosty white highlight.
They're 20% off right now, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
PSA for everyone else who likes that.
Sales. I am so locked in.
I know, literally, but that's my favorite, and I love putting that obviously on my cheeks, but also I love doing like the little highlight in the inner corner of your eye, and then that's what I do for like my nose contour, and it makes literally the biggest difference. Mm-hmm. It has to be like a really frosty white if you want to do like a snatched nose contour. So I think that's my favorite makeup for winter.
Oh, and I feel like for you too, and your skin tone, like that mm-hmm. super light pink blush.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah, from the Dior one.
Yeah, Patrick Ta also. Yeah, one, yeah.
Yeah, I need to get more into Patrick Ta.
Oh, his stuff is so good.
Yeah, I don't even know if I have anything from Patrick Ta. Honestly, I think I have like maybe a few, but
really.
Yeah, I remember when I did go into Sephora recently, though, I asked about something from Dior, and they didn't have it in stock, and they said, like, Patrick Ta was the most comparable and, like just as good.
Literally so...
Oh my gosh!
Like,
okay,
yeah.
That's what I need to get. She's showing me the Major Glow Cream. It's literally just a white highlight. Okay, that is what I need.
Duo. And it comes in a really, like,
ordering that
too.
Like, cute. Okay. So we're literally just influencing each other in this episode to like buy things. Like, hopefully you guys too, but we really are influencing. Okay. That's mine. And I'm buying that after this. What about you? What's your favorite makeup or beauty and skincare?
Skincare, I think, probably just has to be a good serum or moisturizer. My like go-to serum is the Clarins Double Serum.
I go through
so many bottles of that.
I love that one.
It makes my skin feel so good. And then moisturizer right now, I have been loving, hang on, I'm like, I get the two brands confused. Mm-hmm. Okay. Obagi is a, it's a medical grade skincare. They're like competitor. There's like tea between Obagi and Zoskin.
Oh, okay. That's funny.
Yeah. So Obagi is the one, and they have like a couple different types of moisturizers, and honestly I love all of them, and I just ran out of my favorite one, but I just feel like it's not too heavy. Like I don't like anything that feels super heavy, but I still want to feel mm-hmm. hydrated, so I feel like that one does a really good job. That brand in general, like all three of their different ones feel really good, so I feel like that for skin. And then makeup for winter, I feel like my makeup doesn't really change that much besides my lip combo, because mm-hmm. I always love a good just bronzy look, I think.
Okay,
like I love, honestly, yeah, like you said, I love like a toasty look, so maybe like mm-hmm. a little more like bronze, less blush, like for bronze. Me mm-hmm. yeah, and like yeah, less blush heavy and more like toasty, warm brown look.
Very cute. Yeah.
For makeup. But I know, I'm like trying to look at like my makeup desk. I'm like, I don't know. I feel like we could add a subcategory under this and do favorite like perfume.
Oh my gosh, good idea. Okay.
Because I ordered the Fleur, I think it's new for the holiday season. It's called Cashmere Mist. And it smells so good. And just the thought of cashmere during winter is
That's a good one.
And then there's another brand. I think it's pronounced, oh my god. I think it's pronounced like Cydia. It's Cydia. And it's, I think the fragrance is called Braless, but it's giving Tom Ford ombre leather. But I think their brand is Clean.
Love that one.
So
okay,
it's like so chic and aesthetic. So those are the two I'm obsessed with. Okay, do you have any off the top of your head?
Yes, I actually am like finally becoming a perfume girl. Like I love a scent, and I'm getting in the habit of I can't leave now without having something on. For fall, I was loving the Maison. Is it Margiela? Is that how you say it?
Oh, yeah.
Maison Margiela.
Yeah,
Margiela. The Replica Afternoon Delight.
Oh, my God. That was my favorite.
It is literally so yummy and good and delicious. I will say I feel like they don't... Do you... I don't know if this is just me. I don't feel like it lasts as long as some other scents that I use. Like, I don't... I'll spray that one and like oh my god, it's amazing and yummy. Yeah, it's a very light, like I wear that scent for me, like I'm not but if I want compliments and I want to smell good and I want it to last the entire night or day. And this is funny because I've come to this conclusion because I don't even love it that much, but I wear it because like people, whenever I wear this, everyone comments on it, which is so weird to me. And then I was talking to Chris about it and she said your pheromones, like it can make, I don't know, like sometimes when you wear a perfume and it mixes with your pheromones, it's like smells different or smells better, but it's the Miss Dior one. Like I swear whenever I wear that one, that is the only one I will consistently, like I know I will get a compliment if I wear that out and I have tested it.
Interesting.
Like it's so weird, but that one lasts the hours, literally hours. I don't even like it that much. Like that one is the one I wear for other people. Like, and if I want to smell good. But okay. The one I wear for me is like the Vanilla Fleur one that you gave me. Absolutely love that one. And then the Afternoon Delight. Those are like my favorites. Like yummy, toasty, winter. Yeah. Like, I love those.
Love.
Yeah, that's a good category. Love so that.
Okay. Next one is favorite jewelry brand.
Okay. I've just been loving Spinelli Kilcullen, but they're... The rings that I want from them, like, unfortunately, they're literally $8,000. So, like, that's not in budget currently. Actually, you know what? It actually is in budget, and I'm putting that into the universe. But that is kind of crazy. So, but I love what they're doing. I think it's so beautiful. Absolutely love their brand. It's, like, one I love to look at. Yeah, so unique. I honestly, though, like... I don't wear a lot of jewelry. I have my everyday earrings.
Your hand is stacked.
So I only focus on hand. Yeah. And I love... Okay. Yeah, so I don't think... Sorry, I'm like having all these thoughts in my head. My everyday stack is like Spinelli Kilcullen. It's Cartier and like my Aura ring. But I only have like hand jewelry right now. And then I have my everyday earrings from Erin Feder. The croissant, like Paris earrings from Erin Feder. Those are like my everyday. And then my Jenny Bird ones that are just chunky gold hoops. That's like my everyday. And like, that's literally it. I do not ever wear a necklace anymore. I feel like it's weird on me. Like, I don't like a necklace. I don't know why. But I love
I'm back into necklaces. Remember that one time someone told us that necklaces were out and then we stopped wearing necklaces?
Maybe that stuck with me, but I don't even like them on me anymore. Like, I really
remember
don't.
When you used to wear your stacks on your neck?
Yes, that was like kind of really cute and iconic. Oh, but I haven't found my way back there. Maybe I will. Maybe I'm going to like fully change my mind in a few months. Would love to find a really cute, like little dainty one.
I feel like you have more, cute dainty ones. For you, like more spring summer when you go to like Hawaii.
Yeah.
A mermaid and like all your pearls and stuff. Like
winter jewelry, that's I'm only doing rings and bracelets and actually rings and earrings only. What about you? That wasn't really an answer.
I think high end, since you mentioned it, I am also obsessed with Cartier came out with the ear cuff of the nail, like the nail bracelet that we have. But unfortunately, the ear cuff is like almost $2,500. It's probably $2,500 with tax. And just like, if it was $800, I think I would do it. But $2,400 for an ear cuff.
Like, you're gonna lose it. I would lose it immediately.
I love my ear cuffs so much. I think they're so cute. But that is just so much. Like, that's... like, crazy, I know where to draw the line. Like, do I...
like, you could buy a bag. No. I'm drawing the line for you.
So there's that. And then also, like, so obsessed with the Van Cleef bracelets. But those also are... I think I was researching, and I think Van Cleef had a price increase. And I'm really bummed about it because...
yeah, I feel like brands are doing
really
that
right
now. I really
want one of the bracelets. And it's also just... I'm not even going to say the price. It's just so stupid expensive. And like, I'm just like, why? Like, if, like, I was on a number in my head, I'm like, it would be worth it for this. But like, this number is just so crazy. So I still have to like really think about the Van Cleef. But
yeah.
Or just kind of like everyday jewelry. I feel like I've been so obsessed with Heaven Mayhem lately. Their holiday drop was so good. And it's also 30% off right now, you guys, just so you know.
Okay, maybe I'll get those glasses. You got really cute glasses them.
The holiday drop is so cute, and I just love how she does like statement necklaces, like a big chunky piece on a string or a chain or whatever. Like, I just love that look right now, I think.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I think Heaven Mayhem right now has been just so good, and like the whole holiday collection and just their holiday like gifts, that things that they have. Like, she has this like stunning deck of cards for like, just so cute and chic and like,
yeah, that is so cute. Wow.
Right? Just like the cutest things. And like, I don't know, I feel like I find myself gravitating towards like a bunch of her pieces that I own and just wearing them and checking online and new drops. And I love their branding and aesthetic and everything. So I feel like,
cute.
Yeah. Heaven Mayhem.
Yeah, they're really cute. Right now.
Okay, next one is favorite workout brand.
Mine is definitely CSB. Their sets just fit so well. Like, they are so flattering. And for some reason, when I get an extra small in the tops, like, it makes me look like I have big boobs. Like, they push the girls up, and I need that. And then with their little V-cut leggings with that bra, oh my god, I'm like, suddenly... this is insane. I'm a supermodel. Like, I love them. It is so worth it. And their colors are just so good. I really like that brand.
Cute.
Yeah, I'd say them. What about you?
I think my go-to right now is 437. I love all their colorways and all the materials. The one thing with them, I wish they had a slightly less thick material, because I do feel like their pieces are kind of on the thicker side, but I just love a soft workout set. I'm kind of shocked you didn't say Bow and Tee.
That was going to be my second one, but then I was like, I'm just going to say my favorite. Bow and Tee is so cute. Okay, then I will say it is my second one. That one is so affordable, and it's really good.
Yeah, and they have really cute winter pieces too.
Yeah.
But yeah, so 437 is definitely like my go-to and what I wear the most, but I also... love, and I feel like these are so underrated, is L Space. I love my L Space pieces that I have,
but apparently that's it. Apparently we don't know if they're coming back.
Oh yeah, they said they might not be doing activewear like as much moving forward, just because the market,
of course, that's
like competitive.
Yeah, and I get that, but their pieces, yeah, you're right, like they're so comfortable and soft and good.
And they also have that kind of like V-cut. I love that V-cut legging. And they also have a V-cut bra kind of going the other way, and the combo of it together. I just feel like makes you look like you have the longest torso. And so good.
Love that.
Okay. Favorite winter activity.
Okay. I actually...
are we talking about like traditions, or are we talking about like rolling in the snow? Like outdoor,
I think, like either, maybe just like winter. Yeah, I guess like tradition. Yeah, let's do like traditions or activity. But I don't even know what I would say. Okay, What do I like to do in the winter? Honestly, okay, I like to go on walks and look at all the Christmas lights. Like, we do that every single year. So I guess, like, that's something I can confidently say is I get so excited to see all the lights, and we always take – we'll take Kylo walking in different neighborhoods in San Diego and, like, find where they have really cute decorations and literally just go walk around that neighborhood. I feel like that's so fun and festive, and we always love doing that every year. So I guess that – what about you?
I think mine, I love that apple cider is readily available this time of year.
I love an apple cider.
Like, you can't really get it any other time of year, and I don't like hot drinks. The only hot drink I like is apple cider. It's so good. I love that it's just, like, available, and I just feel like apple cider, just the vibes. Like, I love a candle that smells like apple cider, and, it just, it's giving cozy holidays.
Yeah, it is.
And I love that. But yeah, I don't think, I just, like, it's so hard being in San Diego if you're not traveling, because it doesn't get, like, cold here. We don't have, like, the cutesy snow. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not, but, like, love, like, to be able to travel and go to, like, a cute cabin with snow and, like, that vibe if I were to do that. But
yeah,
I'm not. So, okay, and then last one is favorite winter trend.
For me, okay, it's gonna have to be fur.
Yeah,
fur trim everything. It's so cute.
Yeah,
I love it. What about you?
I think mine, I think I would have to go with suede. I am obsessed with suede.
Cute.
And I feel like it's such a winter texture.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So, I think
you have really cute suede pieces.
So good. I love suede. But I feel like that's a good segue into winter trends, so we can just dive into that. So obviously the first one is fur trim everything. I love fur coats, like the short coats, the long coats, the little hats, the fur full fur mittens
that
like, don't have fingers, just like the
They're just a mitten.
Yeah
It's so cute, just like everything is fur trimmed right now.
Yeah,
and I love to see it. I love like the coats that are so like it gives London vibes, like just like the fur trim collar with the fur trim sleeves. I absolutely love that. That's like one of my favorite things to see right now. And yeah, like the boots, just literally everything. I feel like everything right now is a fur.
So many brands have good ones too. Like Revolve has so many at so many good price points. So it's like now's the time to be buying those coats if you're looking. Zara, oh my god. Zara is
I still haven't you said Zara has really good stuff right now. I haven't looked yet. I need to.
Revolve, Zara, who else? Honestly, like Revolve has so many good ones. Like a lot of my coats in my closet are from Revolve and they're coming back this year, plus the new ones. Yeah, all price points. I feel
cute.
Like
yeah,
I'm trying to think anywhere else that is like jumping out of my head for
I feel like it's like random UK brands have such good ones, like obviously Nana Jacqueline, but theirs is so expensive. Just got one from Jaded London. They have really good fur trim right now, just like kind of funky coats though.
Love. Oh my god, Ducey London.
Yeah, you're right, Revolve.
Ducey's expensive but so cute.
Yeah.
And I feel like for the accessories, like Amazon is so good.
Yeah,
for
literally Amazon.
The mittens, the headpieces, the scarves, like you can find such great deals there. And especially for us, because we don't live somewhere that's like actively snowing. We don't need
the real, like the real deal sort of accessories. Yeah.
Right.
Amazon's good for that.
Yeah, okay. Next one is suede, which is my fave. I just, like, I don't even know how to describe it. Anything, like, bags, I have a trench coat that's fully suede. I'm so confused because it is from Helsa last year. And I think this jacket is, like, originally $1,600. For some reason, I found it online on Revolve at one point, and it was $400. So I bought it because I was
yes, I remember this.
So good. And then now it's back up to like $1,100, which is still on sale from the original price. Like, I'm so confused. Maybe they
got it marked
down, and then they realized that like light suede was going to be a big trend this year and like marked it back up. I don't know, but somehow I got this jacket for $400 and it's a full on suede trench coat. So I'm obsessed. But yeah. Bags. I feel like I love a suede bag. Boots.
Love it. Yeah, I don't know why. Like, suede has never been... I don't know why I've never really gravitated towards suede. I don't have, like, much suede at all. I feel like because it
doesn't come in pink.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, like, the... I think I never like the colorways. Like, I don't like super cool... Wait. I don't... Honestly, I don't know. But I don't like the gray color on me that suede usually comes in. That, like, very, like, taupey, muddy gray. And, yeah, the suede in pink is never the good suede. So... Or never the good color of pink. So, yeah, I guess I don't... Unfortunately, I don't know.
Oak and Fort had this really stunning light pink suede blazer coat last year, and then they didn't bring it back this year, which I thought was interesting.
Okay, cute. Yeah, I don't know. I never am gravitating towards suede. Like, I'm always gonna go for wool or like a fur over suede.
Yeah, but I love like suede. It's like a very neutral color.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Like, there's not.
It's really cute. I love to see it on other people.
It's just so chic and elevated, and I love it.
Yeah. And like every single brand has a suede bag right now.
So good. I love the ones. Yeah. I don't know what they're called, but like, is it like a paper bag? Like, what is the one that's like foldy over?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what they're called, but like I know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
Yeah, so cute.
Okay, next one is tights. Just adding tights to any outfit, I feel like during winter elevates it and just screams winter, and I feel like it's just so chic. I love
tights. I feel like it's such an easy thing to throw on and like dress up an outfit. I was just looking at trend reports for 2025 just to see if we should throw anything in here we haven't already thought of, and for some reason like a few places said gray tights. So
cute.
I don't know why specifically gray, but in the photos it was really cute. It was like cable knit gray or just like a woolly like gray tight. It was really cute.
I love cable knit.
Yeah, but like I love everything cable knit. So cable knit tights, like I feel like people get really creative. Like I've seen a lot of maroon, like burgundy tights with like a monochromatic outfit. So cute. I feel like there's a lot you can do with tights, and I love to see it in the winter.
And again, like obviously the girlies who live somewhere cold use that to keep their legs warm. But for us, it's more of a, like a fashion statement. Yeah. But yeah, it's such a good way to kind of just change up your outfit or elevate it or have it kind of scream a little more winter.
Yeah.
Okay, next one is statement glasses. I am obsessed with this trend right now. I'm so obsessed.
They're just so cute. Like, they're so fun. I feel like I now feel naked if I don't have, well, I kind of always did, like, especially when we were shooting, we would always wear sunglasses. But now, even when I'm filming videos at home, like, I feel naked if I don't have glasses on. I think it's literally an accessory. Like, it's just so cute. It's so cute. It changes your face shape, changes your vibe immediately. And I've recently discovered, like, I can only wear like rectangle shapes. I feel like it's important to find the shape that looks best on you. I feel like you can do either. But like for some reason, round doesn't look good on me. But I love like a big oversized like rectangle or square sort of vibe. And like every brand has really cute ones right now. Like the designer brands.
And I feel like too, like either like sunglasses or just regular clear glasses, like it's also good. So like anything that has that like Tom Ford inspired style, like I've been like Heaven it's Mayhem so has cute. A couple, and then this other sunglass brand called Past Midnight, the label, they have some really cute ones too. But yeah, super obsessed.
Yeah, Revolve has a lot on their website, like Revolve all those brands.
I feel like they do such a good job in the fall winter.
Yeah, they do.
With accessories. Okay, next one is leather gloves. I love Hannah Schoenberg's brand just released them, and they like zip. They're kind of like wider at the top and they unzip a little so you can like put your sleeve into them so they look a little chunkier.
Oh, that's so smart. You know what I'm talking about?
Like, yeah,
I think so. Like, yeah, that's really smart. Tuck
kind of your jacket in or your blazer or whatever, and then it kind of gives the leather gloves a little more structure so you can see them. Like, they're not really tight on your skin, and they are so cute.
Okay, wow. That is just so smart, honestly. I haven't seen those, but I could imagine they're so cute. I love when people have, like, their sleeves scrunched up, and then you just see, like, a long glove. Oh, love that. I think it's just so chic, honestly. And, like, in New York, it just reminds me of, like, New York girlies. Like, they're so lucky they can do this every day. But I think it just dresses up everything so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with a fur coat, leather jacket, any trench coat, honestly.
Yeah.
Just so chic.
Anything. And then if you can fit, like, bracelets over it, sometimes they don't fit. But if you can fit the bracelets over it, that's super so cute way to style them, too. Because then I feel like a gold bracelet, like, really pops on a black leather glove.
Totally.
Like, so good.
Like a chunky bracelet.
Okay, next one, winter hats. Winter hats are so fun because there's so many.
There's so many. There's literally so many options. Like the pillbox hats, those are so freaking cute. They're just so chic. It's giving London. It's like those, I don't even know how to describe them. I don't know why they're called pillbox, but it's like,
and I'm also kind of surprised not as many brands have them.
I know, me too.
Like, they're kind of hard to find. I ordered some for New York Fashion Week and they didn't end up coming in time, but they were from a Ukrainian brand, I think.
Okay, yeah, interesting. I mean, Nana Jacqueline, like, they have a lot, and a lot of UK brands. Maybe it's just a UK thing, but, like, I haven't seen any on Revolve or anything.
Well, like, I'm kind of shocked. Yeah, like, Revolve doesn't have them, Zara doesn't have them. Like, they're kind of hard to find, like, a good structured, like, right kind of, like, thickness, I guess. Like, how thick the, like, band of the hat is. Because
it has to be thick and, like, good quality. But they're so cute worn, right? With a big coat, a little, they can be so cute.
Yeah.
I love a pillbox hat. And then I also feel like people bring baklavas a lot.
Oh, I've been seeing those everywhere.
Baklava? Wait, is one a dessert? Wait, I think baklava is literally a dessert. Okay, maybe it's called baklava. I don't know. There is a dessert called baklava, though.
We need to, like, Google it.
I know. I do need to, like, double check this. Like,
but I'm on this. I'm on the same train as you. I thought it was a baklava.
Okay, wait. Baklava is definitely dessert. How to say?
What about, like, hat?
Balakava. Oh my god, I'm screaming. It's balakava. Balaclava. Balaclava. This word doesn't sound like a real word anymore. I'm screaming. Balaclava. That's how you say it. Okay, we probably sound kind of dumb right now, but sorry. It's fine. That's crazy.
No.
Legit never knew that.
I also, okay, yeah, I just Googled balaclava.
And okay, it comes so then up, I spelled it wrong for sure. Okay, so those, and first of all, why is it such a hard word to say? It's a hood, like a hoodie hood.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen so many. I feel like Zara has many.
Mm-hmm. Bo&T has some really from, cute ones too.
I have one from Source Unknown from a while ago. Also, side note, if you like Source Unknown, their Black Friday sale is usually 50% off site-wide for, like, a couple hours on Friday. So if you, like, their coats are so good. So if you're eyeing a coat, the 50% off is, like, the time to do it. If you're gonna do it, just putting that out there. But, yeah, back to the balaclavas. Is that what it is?
Balaclava. I hope so. You guys know what we're talking about.
Yeah, just those hoods, but so cute. Love those.
They're cute.
The, like, I don't even know what they're called, but, like, they look like a big furry snow cat. Like, I don't even know. Like, it's
I know what you're talking about.
Like, it's kind of, like, big on the top, and then they have the pieces on the side that cover your ears.
Oh, okay. I recently found out they're called trapper hats. Like, they're, like, a snow fur trapper hat. Yeah.
That is such
just
a
found that one
name.
Out. Okay, literally tell Wait. Us you're from San Diego without telling us you're from San Diego. We have
Me
no idea what this
trapper is. Hat right now.
Yeah, yep. because I yeah. Yeah, trapper hat. It's like, why is it called? I mean, I guess it traps the heat in. That's actually a good name, but that's just so funny.
Wait, so cute. A trapper I know. Hat. Literally it pulled up like Revolve and they're so mm-hmm. cute.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really cute. I love seeing those. I feel like people wear them.
Okay, I'm so glad you knew what I was talking about because I would have never gotten that.
Yeah, I only knew that because that's what it was called on Bowen Tee. And I thought they were just calling it that. And then I realized that was the name for it. So
yeah.
Those are really cute. I feel like they can be like really furry, fun, huge, oversized ones that just look really cool.
Yeah, and just like the fur, like little caps or headband things. I think they're just like fur hats, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So freaking cute.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a good way because I feel like winter weather is so unpredictable. Like, it's hard to do your hair. So, like, even if you do keep your hair down and it's curled, like, wearing one of these hats, then you don't have to worry about what the top of your head looks like. So, I love that.
Yeah, so true.
Because it's, like, sometimes
I love a winter accessory.
In the winter. So, then you don't have to, like, worry about that situation. Oh, okay. Love that. Any other winter hats?
No. I feel like I love, like, the fur ones. Like, the fur, like, headband ones. Those are like, always cute.
And the big chunky fur, like, earmuffs, too.
Yeah.
Not only, like, a hat. So, it's an accessory.
I love a big chunky one.
Okay, next one is structured wool or just, like, funnel neck coats. I haven't styled a funnel neck coat yet, but I love how they look. Like,
it's
love
so chic.
I'm obsessed.
Mm-hmm. They're so chic, so fun. I just feel like you automatically look elevated and chic.
Yeah.
And there's so many out right now. People, like, I guess there's a viral one from Mango that I just saw on TikTok people talking about. It's like a white wool funnel neck one from Mango that, like, the stylists are saying that are, like, is a really good piece.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah. I saw some stylists talk about it on TikTok and then I think I looked it up. It's, like, it's really cute. But yeah, I feel like all the stores are coming out with them. Just super chic. I love it.
Love that. Okay. And then kind of along the lines are knit ponchos. I feel like ponchos in general have been slaying this year.
They have.
The material's changing, but like the poncho's staying.
Yeah. Yeah. The poncho. I haven't bought like a knit winter one yet, but I do love seeing it on other girls. I think it's really chic as well and just like an easy thing to throw on and layer with.
Yeah. And then also similar, I feel like the just built-in scarf coats where the scarf is basically attached to the coat.
I feel like that's everywhere right now. I feel like that's like one of the number one things I'm seeing for winter.
It's so good. Like, and it just is easy because it matches. And I feel like that's the hard part is, like, finding the matching, like, scarf and coat, especially if it's white. I feel like whites are always different. Crepes are always different. Like, you can't ever find one that is just, like, matches. Yeah. So when they come together as a set, I'm like, oh, this is so good.
Just looks so much better and so much more high quality. Yeah, I think I see girls buying them from Source Unknown. They have, like, they have some sweaters like this that are really cute.
I got one from Zara a little bit ago that I need to try it on. But yeah, the Zara one is really cute. I think Hannah Schoenberg's brand also has a ton. I kind of feel like she started it like last
winter. Yeah, honestly, she probably was I feel like the first ones I saw was from her brand, but also this is so random, but you tried on one. I think it was like a Totem.
Oh
like
my Totem. God, yeah. Totem.
That one last year, I feel like that was one of the first ones I saw.
Yeah, true. Okay, so Totem. So cute. And then just like the capes in general where it's like not really, there's no armholes. Like you just literally tie it around your neck.
Yeah, so and chic. I love those.
Yeah, super cute. And then I feel like for winter, instead of being like a sheer material that was obviously so trendy for summer, in the winter they're more like wool or just like a heavier, thicker material.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then the last one that we have for winter trends is just the Ralph. Have you seen those TikToks?
Oh my god, like, yeah.
Ralph Lauren.
Now I second guess and now I'm like, I think in my head it's Lauren.
I know.
And I've always said Lauren. I've literally always said Ralph Lauren.
because it's an American brand and people are like, it but now is that's not in my head Ralph too. Lauren. But like, yeah. Okay, anyway, Ralph Lauren slash like the polo aesthetic with the teddy bear sweaters and just the plaid.
They're like killing it.
I think they're having a full moment this year.
A full comeback, full moment. Not that they like left, but I feel like people kind of forgot about the brand. Like, it wasn't super trendy. Like, I don't know.
They just do winter so well. It's so cute. Like, it's, I think people are more into the cozy, comfort vibes this year. Yeah. And the less minimal aesthetic. So I feel like, because polo usually has a lot going on, whether it's like plaid with the red and the green and the teddy bears. Mm. It's more like warm, and there's a lot just kind of more going on with their patterns and textures and whatnot. And I feel like they're really into that this year.
Mm-hmm. They have a really cute cable. They have like really cute cable knit cardigans too.
Yes,
but it is expensive, but it's really high quality, obviously. So
yeah,
but I feel like there's a lot of ways to like recreate that vibe and aesthetic too.
Love a Ralph Lauren moment. So that is our last one for trends. So I feel like I love winter so much. It makes me so happy. I love all the trends. Now that my Explore feed has started to be winter, snow, fur, all these things, I just love it. And honestly, it's such a happy scroll for me. I'm like, I love it here.
Yeah. It's like fuzzy and happy. Yeah.
Yeah. So those are just some of our winter favorites and winter trends we're seeing. Do you want to share our listener of the week this week?
Yes, our listener of the week is Michelle. Her Instagram handle is at @michellerostrum. Michelle Rose Drum. She has been a supportive queen, and she has just asked really good questions in our question box, which, by the way, you guys, our next episode is going to be a Q&A. So if you have any questions, feel free to send them in, DM us, and we will make sure to answer those. But yes, she always asks really good questions, and also she is so chic. She has really good winter outfit inspo that she's posting right now, so go check her out. Yes, you would love it. It's like very good street style, neutral vibes. Love it. So shout out to you, Michelle. We appreciate you.
Yes, thank you so much. And yeah, we have our question box up right now. Probably put up another one, but I think we've kind of decided that we have this episode coming out, and then we're going to do a Q&A for our final episode of the year, because I will be taking my maternity leave for the month of December and TBD about January. We'll see.
Yes.
We'll keep you guys updated. Yeah, so one final episode after this one to finish out the year. So it's very exciting and also sad. Gonna miss you guys, but just an exciting time and family, and you have travels, and
that's super kind exciting of our time.
Timeline to let you guys know, but thank you for making it to the end of the episode. I hope you have an amazing week. Happy Thanksgiving, no matter how you're celebrating. And we will chat in our next episode. Bye, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.